Rice Rise. This episode, I'm going to be talking about my pain analogy, kinda. I don't know if it's the correct description of what I'm going to be talking about, but I'm basically going to be talking about pain. And not like pain as a concept, like, oh, I fall and I experience pain, but more mentally. And like the amount of pain people experience in their lifetime. So yeah, basically that's what I'm going to be talking about, because I've been thinking about it a lot recently, like for at least 2 months now, but I never really talked to anyone about it. And I haven't made an episode in quite a while. There are a lot of reasons. I'm, by the way, right now, like, a little sick, so that's why my voice sounds kind of lower than normal and maybe just a little weird. So don't mind that. Anyway, what I was trying to say. Yeah, I haven't made an episode in quite a while. Because, okay, it kind of started at, like, summer holiday, because, well, I went to Curacao, and, well, I obviously wasn't planning on making any videos over there, and when I was back, I had my Sweet 16 party, which was very fun. It was, like, the best birthday party ever, that I ever attended, but also, like, from my parties. So anyway, that was really fun, and I actually, was planning on making an episode about my party. I already started recording that, actually, but, started recording that, and 5 minutes into the episode, I needed to go downstairs because we were gonna eat dinner or whatever, and then I never really finished it because I always hate it to, like, do it in pieces. I always just like to talk about whatever I'm talking about and just finish it in one go and not edit it and just post it, you know, because that's just easy, because you're already in the flow, kind of in the mindset of making an episode, like, you're already talking about stuff, so it just comes, like, naturally. But sometimes, like, a lot of times, it just doesn't come as naturally. For me personally, it's really hard to sometimes make episodes, because sometimes I want to make an episode, but then I start recording and it just isn't going well. Like, I need to think too much about what I want to say. It's in English, so sometimes my mind is thinking too much in Dutch and I'm not actually thinking in English. Like, right now, I don't have to think about what I say, I just say it. And only sometimes I don't really know a word and then I need to, like, translate it in my mind. But overall, it goes really fast and I don't have to think about it because English comes fairly natural to me because I've been practicing. But it's not always. And that's something that's really annoying, because sometimes I have the creativity, but I'm just not in the mood to talk English or to just talk whatever. Or, like, I am in the mood, but it just doesn't come out, which is really annoying. And also, sometimes I want to make an episode and I'm really in the vibe and I'm already, like, ready to talk English or whatever, but it's, like, 11 o'clock in the evening and I should really go to bed, you know, something like that. Or I really can't make any noise because everyone's already asleep. Or, like, I could make noise but I'd need to go downstairs again, which is, like, annoying. And there are just a lot of things why I sometimes can't make an episode. So yeah, I just really need to prioritize some things, and most of the time that's not my podcast. So yeah, the test week is coming up in like a week, which is, well, it's a test week, so I don't even know. So that's kind of what I need to focus on right now. But I sat down to make science just now, and in class it was already really hard, and I wanted to make it in class, and I did make like two things from the homework, but I needed a lot of help from the teacher. So when I like got home today, and like I was like, if like half an hour ago, I sat down to make it, I looked at it, I finished one of the things, and I just gave up, because I was like, yeah, no, that's not gonna be happening. In class I already had a lot of trouble with it, with the help of the teacher. Right now he's not even here to help me, so I might as well just ask my questions in class and just not make the homework. So I think I had a good reason not to do the homework. Then I looked at the clock, and it's like late, but it's not that late. So like I might go to bed like in an hour, so I have time. So I thought that I would just make the episode right now, because like I kind of have the concentration to do something. It was just really not learning for the test week, but it's okay, because I'm probably gonna make it anyway, because I have been doing my test week things like weeks before, so I think I'm smart enough to make it. So that's why I thought, you know, let's make an episode right now. Anyway, nobody cares about this. You've been talking for like 7 minutes now about nothing really. Well, kinda, but not the things that you wanted to talk about. But that is what happens when you're in the vibe of talking. You know, you're like in the zone of making a podcast. So, my analogy, my thoughts on pain. Everybody obviously in their lifetime experiences pain at some point. A lot of points, actually. Probably when you were born, it must hurt, I don't know, because I obviously don't remember being born, but I guess that must hurt, you know? So you cry. Also, it's a reflex, I guess, that you cry when you're born. But anyway, pain, it starts fairly young. Basically, from the very beginning, I think pain is there. Obviously, you don't remember that pain. But just because you don't remember pain doesn't mean it's not important. If you're young and you, like, how do you say it? And you experience things. When you're young and you experience certain things, which might be traumatic, you might not remember it when you're older, but it doesn't mean that the pain is not there. You probably still feel it somehow, some way. Like, it did do something to you. And I think that's really important to keep in mind. Like, if you're struggling right now in your life, that might have something to do with the things you've experienced when you were younger, or just in general in your life, that you maybe not that you maybe didn't think were significant at the time, but now they might have like an impact on your life without you even noticing it. By the way, a disclaimer, none or, you know, well, basically none of the things that I'm saying in this episode are backed up by, like facts and research and stuff. This is all just me rattling about a subject that interests me. And me talking about it. It means that I've thought about it. It doesn't mean that I've done my research. So don't take the things that I'm saying all too seriously. Okay. Back to whatever I was saying. Whatever point I was trying to make. Anyway. Today, when I was walking in school, there was this girl. Oh my gosh, I don't have a code name for her yet. I think she would love to have a code name. Wait, let me think. Okay, let's call her Zella. So, I was walking to class, and, I was talking to Zella, and she said something. And it was to this other boy, and she was, kind of, like, fooling around, like, she was making jokes with this boy, and, because they're friends, and they do that kind of stuff, and, she said something, like, yeah, no, but because you don't remember it, means that it wasn't important to you. Kind of like that. Because they were talking about him losing his water bottle or whatever, and then she was like, oh yeah, no, he was like, yeah, probably one of my friends stole it or whatever, like as a joke. And she was like, oh yeah, I don't... wait, no, I think I'm confused with the stories. Anyway, doesn't even matter. The point is, he was kind of like, oh, I don't have any active memory on doing that to you. Yeah, I didn't do it. And she was like, yeah, but just because you don't have any active memory on it, wait. I'm sorry, guys. What was this? I'm so confused because, the story in my mind is just all mixed up. Like, there were, like, three stories that they were talking about. And it just doesn't make sense. The point is, it was something, somewhere in the conversation, the topic came up that it was like, yeah, you don't have any active memory of that, so it probably wasn't that important, or you don't have a good reason because you didn't remember it or whatever. So. After they were done talking, I was like, to get back on what you just said, you know, I'm thinking very, philosophic about this, but you just says, you just said this and this and this, so that basically means that if someone, for example, would have been drugged and raped, that they don't have any active memory on it happening, but that their feelings are not justified just because they don't have any active memory of it. But it could have been really traumatic, you know? And she looked at me and, like, jaw dropped. She was like, whoa, that was deep. I really did make... Whoa, Siri. I was not talking to you. Girl, back off. Siri, talk to someone else. I'm not here for it. What I was talking about. Anyway, I did make a lot of great points, and it was very deep. Also, the lesson before that, The lesson before that, I had philosophy class, because I take that at my school, because I like philosophy. Anyway, yeah, so basically, I said that, and it was like a whole thing. Well, it wasn't a whole thing. In my head, I made great points. The point is that now I'm thinking about it, and like while making this episode, like I wasn't really gonna be talking about this. I didn't plan this out, but I most of the time, by the way, don't actually plan my episodes out. But this one about pain, I did write a little like article, whatever, of my own thoughts down in my notes, because I had this whole creativity like spark in the evening, but I just really shouldn't have made an episode about it at that time because it was like late or whatever. So anyway, that's why I'm making the episode now. Back to the topic. What I wanted to say is that wow, not smooth, okay. What the point was is that pain could very much have an impact on you, or you know, have made an impact on you without you even realizing it. And it's really important to actually process those feelings, because otherwise they're just gonna be like somewhere in your body, like emotions that have never been expressed, and then they're just gonna, you know, how do you say it, they're gonna just, those feelings are just gonna get more and more, and then, well, it's gonna be a problem, and you're gonna be like, well, it could probably express itself in different ways. I do not know anything about depression, really. Like, in school we did have like some information about it, but for me personally, I still think it's kind of vague, because I don't really know a lot about depression, and I think for everyone it could be different. But I think that maybe, like, if you have a lot of those unresolved traumas and feelings and everything, that could maybe lead to a depression or a like outburst of feelings all at once and whatever. I personally, I don't cry often. Like, most of the time, if something happens, like if I get into a fight with a friend or whatever, like I don't cry in the moment, unless it's like a lot, but most of the time I just get mad or sad in the moment, but I don't actually cry. It's not until I get home that I actually cry, you know? If something happens, then I'm probably not going to be crying in the moment. Sometimes people think I don't have feelings because of that. Now, I don't really experience that anymore, but in the past, people have told me that they think I do not have a heart just because I don't cry like openly like that. Which really hurts, because obviously I have a heart, and it's just really you know, not nice to say that to someone. It actually shows that you might not have a heart, because it's really heartless of you to say that, basically. Anyway, yeah. So, I don't even know what I was talking about anymore. Oh yeah, so I personally, I don't really cry like that. For me, if something happens and it's like not big enough for me to cry or really get mad or whatever, it just stays in my mind. And I could talk about it to someone, but sometimes I don't, because in my mind it's not a big deal, but clearly my body thinks differently. You know, like if something really small happens where you clearly know it's not a big deal, then obviously you're not going to be talking to people about it because you know you're overreacting. But for some reason, it just sometimes hurts, you know? I don't know. And then, so you don't really talk to anyone about it because it's like really, really small. And like, I'm talking about like really, really small things. Like, something happens, like you tell someone something and they forget it, and then, I don't even know, actually. I don't have a great example, to be honest. The point is that maybe, I'm sorry, it's just not going as smooth as I hoped it would go. My point is that maybe something small could happen and then you don't think that it's important because it's really not, probably. But then you don't really talk about it, and it just kind of stays in your mind and you kind of forget about it. But then like a week later, something else happens, also kind of small, and like 2 days later, something also kind of small happens, and then a day after that, something really small happens, and then a week later, something slightly bigger happens, and then something small, and then something kind of big happens, like a big fight or whatever, and then for all those things, you don't cry. You sometimes maybe talk to someone about whatever happened. And then on some random day, something really small happens. It might just be you like hurting yourself, like accidentally cutting in your finger while doing whatever, something really small, and then all of the feelings just come out, they explode, and it's like, why are you crying, what is happening, and you're like, I don't even know, nothing, like it doesn't even hurt. And well, it just most of the time is because of like all of the other things that happened. That's personally what I kind of have. But I don't cut myself in my finger because I'm like, I don't hurt myself. Oh my gosh, that sounded like self-harm. I'm not talking about that. I mean, I'm not clumsy. That's what I mean. Or, well, overall, I'm not clumsy. So I don't, have bruises or anything a lot. That's the point I was gonna make, but because of the silence I said about I don't cut myself, made it seem like I was talking about self-harm. That was not my intention. I'm really sorry if anyone was concerned. I'm not. It's just that my brain wasn't braining. My English vocabulary. Wow. my English vocabulary isn't expand enough to say certain things. So then sometimes I need to just think and finish my sentence afterwards. Yeah. Wow, that, I'm sorry. Now, there's this thing that I've been wanting to talk about, which is about pain, which was the thing that I was gonna talk about this episode. What I have been talking about, but there's this thing that I wrote, like 11 o'clock in the evening one day a few days ago, and I'm just gonna be reading it and adding some stuff to it. So let's start. I think the pain people experience in a lifetime is quite evenly distributed over everyone. Someone might have a great childhood but and a bad adult life, or vice versa. Or someone might have a lot of pain and sadness at once, and then a very good period of time, and then a bad one, etc. But I think, at the end of the day, pain is almost the same for everyone. For example, someone might lose their parents at the age of 11, or at the age of 35. Both are pretty young, but most people would say the pain at the age of 11 is worse. But if the pain at the age of 35, but if the person had, dyslexia is very fun. Wait, let's just maybe stop reading for a second and just explain what I've just written, because some people might take it the wrong way now that I'm thinking about it. My point, like so far, the point that I've been trying to make is that I personally think that pain is quite evenly distributed over everyone. So if I die, then I would probably have experienced the same amount of pain than someone else who's just died, you know? Like, if all of the pain someone experiences in a lifetime would be expressed in numbers, then everyone would be somewhere in the same region of numbers, if you know what I mean. So someone might have the number 300, like, as pain, and someone else might have 305, and someone might have 310 or 400, but all kind of in the same, like, place. I hope it just makes sense, and it doesn't only make sense in my head. But, like, kind of what I'm trying to say is that someone might have a really tough childhood and a really bad adult life, but someone else might have a really bad childhood and a really great adult life. But at the end of the day, they both had a really bad period of time and a really good one, so it kind of is equally as bad, if you know what I mean. Okay, let's read some more. For example, someone might lose their parents at the age of 11 or at the age of 35. Both are pretty young, but most people would say that the pain at the age of 11 is worse. You know, because losing your parents at the age of 11 is really bad because you're just a child and you need the support of parents and whatever. Yeah. But if the person at the age of 35 had a better bond with their parents, it might even be more painful. Or if the 11-year-old lost their parents because of natural causes, but the 35-year-old killed their parents in a big driving accident, but did survive themselves. The 35-year-old would need to live with the fact that they kind of killed their parents, and would have a lot of guilt and trauma. In the end, it's not like the child had it worse or better. Losing your parents hurts either way. And I think that it both just really sucks. The 11-year-old might have a lot more pain when it happened, because they didn't know how to process their feelings because of their age. But because of their age, they could adapt themselves to the situation and deal with it better than maybe the 35-year-old. But the 35-year-old could maybe have a lot of guilt and stuff, which would make it harder to love people in the future, because they're afraid of also hurting them. So my point kind of is that, like, the pain people experience in their lives is kind of the same for everyone. Some situations obviously can be worse than others. Like, I don't know what is worse. Having a really, really, really bad period of time, then a really, really good one, and then a really, really bad one, and just kind of going through those phases in your life, kind of like bipolar, or just living a really mediocre kind of bad life where you're never truly happy and you're never truly sad, because I think both would really suck. Because if you have like the kind of like bipolar thing that I was talking about, like a really good period, then really bad, really good, really bad. Then if you're in the really good period, you know that there's coming a really bad period soon. And that must be terrifying and annoying and hard to deal with. But when you're in the really bad period of time, you almost know 100% that there is coming a better period soon. But because you're in a bad period, it's really hard to realize that. So that might be something you would deal with. But if you're living a really mediocre, kind of never happy, kind of never sad life, then it would really be hard, because you know that you're never truly going to be happy. And so you would not like be happy in your life, but also you were never going to be truly sad. So like it's not good, but it's not bad. But I think that would just really suck. So I kind of think that all lives kind of suck, but also are kind of great. It's just in the moment, sometimes it seems like it's way better or way worse at times, you know? By the way, I'm thinking really deep. It's not as if like something is wrong or whatever. I'm just trying to, you know, not scare people. It's just that I've been thinking really philosophical lately, a lot of times. And I don't know, I think some people might benefit from whatever I'm saying right now. Because you could just listen to this episode and it might get you thinking too, which is really good. Because, well, by the way, I don't know 100%, but right now, isn't it like a depression awareness month or whatever? I'm not sure. I'm really not. I've just been seeing all these artworks all over the city, to kind of raise awareness for depression and self-harm and suicide and stuff like that. Oh, maybe I should have put a trigger warning at the beginning of this episode. I just really didn't think it was going to be this deep. I maybe should have done that. Or, you know, what would really piss me off? If I finish this video episode and then I listen back to it and there's something wrong with the sound. Because I've had that once and it just was really annoying because I was talking for like 40 minutes and all of those 40 minutes like would just go to waste because I couldn't post the episode because, you know, anyway, that. Maybe I should explain my thing that I wrote down a little bit more because I maybe think that people would still not really understand me. Maybe. Because I personally think that you need to explain yourself like very thorough. I personally like to explain myself very thoroughly because I just know that I personally like it if people do that to me. But maybe just a little faster than I do it right now. I'm sorry. But I really like if people say what they mean and not just kind of say something and then I need to be like, oh, I don't understand, and then they explain it a little more and I'm like, why didn't you give me this information in the beginning? It would have been so much easier, you know? And they're like, oh yeah, I just didn't think about it. But that's the key, you need to think about what you say. Kinda. It's really important to think about what you say and your consequences because it might hurt someone else in the process or confuse someone or whatever. And you know, I think it's really good as like also like a personal growth journey to really learn how to express yourself properly because I think that's important. So yeah. Basically that. But about my pain thing that I wrote down. I know that some people have it a lot worse. Like, some people might struggle with a really big depression or whatever, which would really affect their lives. Someone else might live a life which looks perfect from the outside. Like, they have really good taste, look great, are really nice to everyone. If you want to hang out with them, they'll go with you. You do all of these fun stuff. But you don't actually know what's going on in their mind and in their lives. And they might struggle as hard as you do, or even harder at times, you know? Because my point is that I kind of believe that everyone kind of experiences the same amount of pain. So I'm not saying that you might not have it worse than me. I'm saying that you might have it worse right now, but that doesn't mean that I might not have it the same amount of bad in the future. Or have had the same amount of bad in the past. You know? And that at the end of the day, if we both die, our pain levels are quite the same. So if someone might be struggling with a big depression and someone else might look really nice, be really nice to other people, but might have a lot of like mental problems that they're dealing with, it might, in the end, lead to the same amount of pain. It's just, like, better distributed over time, so it doesn't lead to depression. You know? Like, yeah. Or like, maybe someone might go through the someone might go through basically the exact same things as someone else, but one person might deal with their emotions differently than the other person. So one person might struggle a lot more with the things that happen in their lives, because mentally, like, their brain just really handles the things differently, and therefore might have more, like, pain through those experiences. Even though someone else might handle them better, and therefore have experienced exactly the same thing as the other one in the same lifetime, but have less pain. But the person with less pain might have lost someone very dear to them, which would in the end lead to the same amount of pain. But people would think that the person who've lost someone dear to them had it worse, because, well, they lost someone, and the other person would just be overreacting to situations and not actually have it worse. But I beg the differ, because in the end, I personally think that pain is quite the same for everyone. So yeah, that's also why I personally think that if someone is really mean to me, that is not a good reason. Like, I'm not mean to you, so why should you be mean to me? You know? Kinda. Like, I'm able to be nice to you, so why aren't you able to do the same to me? Like, what did I do to deserve this? And the person might be like, yeah, I'm struggling with stuff right now. And I would understand that. But it doesn't give you the right to be mean to other people. It would give you the right to talk to people about it, try to be helped through the situation. And yeah, if sometimes you're a little bit mean in the process, then that could happen. That's human. People make mistakes. But don't think that because some things are happening, you have the right to be excused for the things you did wrong. Obviously, people should be forgiven, but I don't think that you could just be like, oh yeah, but like this and this is happening in my life, like my mom just died, or my parents are getting a divorce, or this and this and this, so that's why I'm bullying other children. I don't think that's good. I don't think that that's a good reason. Like, yeah, I know it must be hard, but why would you go and bully other people? Seek therapy or whatever, you know? So yeah, I would understand that some people might handle situations differently, but I don't think that you should make your problems other people's problems by, for example, bullying. No, you should, like, talk about your problems instead. I think that's way better. So yeah, that's kind of my point. So, like, if you would bully people for like one day, and then afterwards be like, I'm really sorry, I did it because of this and this and this is going like through my life, and it's like really hard for me to deal with it, I'm sorry that I did this, please forgive me, I will not do it, like, then I think you have a good reason, because it was only one day or whatever. But you're not going to be bullying people for 3 months and afterwards going to be like, ah, I'm sorry I did it, it's just because my mom died. Like, I don't think your mom would have wanted you to react this way. I don't think you have the right to react this way. You hurt me for 3 months and now you think it's okay. By the way, this sounds like I've gone through this. I've not this is a scenario. It's just because in philosophy class we talked about something similar to this. We were talking about if emotions and peer pressure affect the way you're responsible about the way you act. So if someone is really high on emotions, so really mad, for example, and they say things that they don't really mean, if they're in the same way responsible for what they've said, if, for example, they wouldn't be mad at the moment. So if I say to you, "Oh my gosh, you're so ugly," and I'm just really happy in the moment and I say that to you, then obviously I would be a bitch. But if I'm really mad and I say to you, "You're really ugly," would I still be responsible in the same amount? Because I maybe didn't mean it that way because I was mad. But is it a good reasoning? That's kind of what we were talking about. And our conclusion was kind of that, yeah, you're still the same way responsible for whatever you said, because you did say it. And yeah, maybe you were really mad and you didn't really think about the things you were saying, and afterwards you were really guilty about it, but you would still be responsible in the same way. It's just important that you look at the way you handle it afterwards. So if you're really sorry about the things that happened, then you should make the situation correct as soon as possible, kinda. And also that the way you're responsible for your feelings and like peer pressure and all that stuff and what you do differences between ages. So a 3-year-old would obviously be less responsible for what they say than a 20-year-old, because the 20-year-old is fully or at least almost fully developed, and the 3-year-old obviously is not. So that's also important to think about. Anyway, we thought about all these things. I hope I kind of explained it clearly and correctly, because obviously we had this discussion in Dutch and not in English. So, yeah, basically. Anyway, I think we're at the end of the episode, because I've been talking about pain for almost 50 minutes, and it's really time for me to go to bed. I was planning on eating some ice cream right now, even though it's in the evening, but I was really just craving some ice cream. But I'm not going to be doing that because I'm kind of sick, and maybe I shouldn't be doing that. And so I'm just going to finish my tea, and then I'm going to go to bed. Yeah. Basically that. Yeah. Anyway, if some of you might need some mental help after this episode, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. Seek therapy or whatever. Or if you know me personally, you could talk to me about your problems or about pain, or if you're really feeling about having a talk about whatever I mentioned in this episode, then totally do that. Go for it. I would kind of find that funny, actually. Well, maybe not funny, but like, I would quite enjoy having a conversation about this topic with other people I know in real life, because I might also be able to express myself and my thoughts in real life about this. So yeah, and if you don't know me in real life and you have questions, or you want to share something, you could do that in the comments under this episode if you have Spotify, if you're listening to this on Spotify. If there's no comment section, I'm really sorry, then I didn't figure it out, like, but I'm gonna try to, you know, do that, make a comment section. So yeah, bye bye Mice Rice, have a nice day, evening, life, whatever, and please handle your pain, talk about it to other people, and don't just sit with it until it makes you miserable. I love you, bye.